Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brenna. And we're just three gals that like to sit around, drink coffee, and... Who the hell is this guy?
Wait, hold on a second. We got someone else in here with us.
Well, I felt a little crammed at the table today.
Guys, my dad's here.
Yay! Everybody, welcome. Nikki's dad.
Yay! Hello, everybody. Hello, Beans.
Hey, Dad.
We've been talking about having you on for a minute now. You've recommended a couple of doozies for us.
Yeah, including the last one, the one that we just had on Monday that came out, Kenneth Macduff.
Yeah, so answer for yourself. What's wrong with you?
There is no shortage of weird people out there, and I've enjoyed learning about them.
Yeah,
and
that's
enjoyed
nice.
Your podcast.
Thank you.
I listen every week.
Yay! Dad's a real bean. Just to make sure we're still recording. Okay, we are. Yeah, yay!
Witchcraft has ruined the recording
it
before.
Has.
Yeah.
It has. So, but we are here. Dad, I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for always sending us stories.
I don't feel worthy with you guys.
Oh, whatever. We wouldn't even be here if you hadn't recommended, like, I think, like, three. How
so
many?
So many.
We wouldn't even be here if you hadn't made Nicole.
That's yeah, so that's true.
You know, thanks for doing that.
So thanks. This is all your fault.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that for us. It was, like, real solid.
Yeah.
Real solid favor. Was there an episode so far out of the ones, I mean, we never get to ask. Have you had an episode that you liked very much that we've done that stands out when I first asked that question?
I'll tell you, I've really loved them all. Even last week with Justice, you know, that was, I didn't know anything about him. And then to hear about this guy that committed all these robberies and never heard of him and what he did with the money.
Right. You know. And I only saw it on a TikTok. It was like a 3-minute video. They're like, oh, ha, 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 this guy used to be a cyclist and then he robbed banks. And I didn't realize that it was how many and that I kept going until I started researching it.
And somebody that was so talented, you know, had such what a athletic waste. Ability, you know, and then he gets off on rob a banks.
I mean, you say a waste, but he did technically use the talent. More often than I think other cyclists, they only race like what they've trained and then they cycle like a couple times a year.
Yeah,
this guy was using it on a daily basis.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Wonder what happened to the money though. Some of it's probably in a landfill somewhere.
Oh, it's gotta be
stuff he threw in the dumpsters,
right? Because he couldn't even do anything with it, just really like to steal it.
It's all, he tried, because even if you give it away. That sucks because you bring it in and use it, and then you get accused at first, and then they're like, well, you don't get to have this now. And you're like, no.
This is evidence. So yeah. Take it away now. Yeah. Can't have this
Don't even
money.
Get to use it. Speaking of, like, where, because you are a person that obviously loves true crime. You're a bean. Where do you think D.B. Cooper's money is?
Oh, yeah. What do you think about D.B. Cooper?
Like, speaking of money,
I'll tell you.
Just somewhere from, like, in the forest.
Somewhere, right. You could have dropped that anywhere from the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was another interesting case. There's no shortage of weirdos out there. Yeah. There really isn't. All kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Bank robbers, serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Midwest, and there was quite a few around there. Richard Speck, and there was a guy from Plainfield, Wisconsin. Can you name him? Edward
Gein.
And so we grew up with those guys, and we were afraid to go out anywhere at night, lock the doors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a time there where, like, what was going on there in the 70s, like 60s and 70s, where just there were so many serial killers. And just nothing to do.
Right. Except gotta hurt these animals and go murder people.
Yeah, especially in the Midwest. Like, there was so many spooky people out that way.
Oh, man, there were. And then moved out to Salt Lake and then Ted Bundy followed us out there.
Yeah. Right.
He was roaming around the streets of Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I used to scare Nikki about that all the time.
Yes, you did. The mall. We went to the mall. You would say stuff about Ted Bundy.
Yep. He was there.
Uh-huh.
He was amongst us. And I'll tell you what, Ted Bundy, if you'd have met him in real life, I would have lined him up with any one of you guys if you were single. I mean, a really nice guy.
That's what everyone said, though. That's kind of why he was so dangerous.
Yes. I know.
Because he just looked so nice and it's like, oh, and he's got a broken arm. Oh, I have to go help this.
He's going to law school at the University of Utah. He's going to be a lawyer, make a lot of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it would be interesting to, because all I know of Ted Bundy is what he did. So all I have is hindsight with him. Like, what interviews and things with him, with someone that has no clue. Because you almost always know what he did before you even start watching the documentaries.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to not judge beforehand.
Yeah, or, like, to, like, have a thought of, like, how could these people not see that he was a psychopath? Or, like, having, like, thoughts like that. Like, I would never fall for that weirdo. But then, like, mm-hmm. I wonder you if might. In context, yeah.
He was a clean-cut kid that really, I mean, he looked sharp. He acted sharp. He was very meticulous and professional. Mm. But he liked to do weird things.
Yep.
That's an understatement.
Well, and then you had, like, a connection to that with the documentary Murder Among the Mormons, the guy who, like, replicated things and then the bombs went off in Utah.
Yeah, Mark Hoffman.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine, Joe Judd, who was a missionary companion with Mark Hoffman. And so we were pretty close to him, and he was blowing up people. He was forging documents, and, you know, he was really a good forger. He'd really do all the research. He'd find out the ink, you know, the paper, the texture of the paper. And he was, he fooled all the top officials in the Mormon Church, mm-hmm. you know, with the salamander letter and some of these other things he did, and sold them for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then he was about to get found out mm-hmm. by some of the people he'd done business with. And then he started blowing them up. In the mm-hmm. mailbox, he put them. Bomb in the mailbox.
Yeah, you make a lie that big, you, like, go to super drastic measures to keep it covered up. Or, like, and you can justify anything to keep that covered up. Something that big,
yep.
It's so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of forgery with that kind of material that people make entire life decisions based off of mm-hmm. and, like, personalities and, like, your identities and stuff. Like, that's so, it's ballsy to do it. I think in the documentary they made it seem like he just kind of like fell into being able to be really good at it, but when you presented it just now you were like, no, he did the research on like the ink and the paper and everything.
Yeah. Paper and
in the documentary they make it seem like that he was like not, it was like effortless. He could just like fall into a piece of paper and he goes, oh, it's signed. Oops. Like, ooh, it worked. Like, he did the work on how psycho did. Like crazy he was.
Yeah, but some of that too came, it was effortless in a sense because he'd done it since he was a child.
Right.
Like, that's what they were talking about. He'd been tricking people since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. He'd make these treasure maps for his friends, and then they follow these what they thought were real treasure maps. So he just had years of experience of forging these perfect things because he'd been doing them since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on a Mormon mission, and then he came back and just went crazy with all the big forgeries.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you make lies that big. That's big lies. You gotta cover that.
Need a big cover up.
Cover
a big lie.
Well, and there's even some stuff that he did that they're still not sure if they were real or not. Like, there's documents that are out there that may or may not still be forged from him that they're not sure.
I'll bet they're not real.
I'm sure they're not real.
But somebody hopes they are.
Yeah.
Just like leave that little bit of hope.
Or are we talking about that very particular religion? Yeah. late religion.
There's also like a, oh gosh, what was it now? Because there was a letter from like a president or something that he did too. I don't remember. It was in the documentary. But he did like outside of the Mormon stuff too. He did a lot of political things also.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many good people in the Mormon religion, LDS, you know, Mormon, whatever you want to call them.
Absolutely.
But there's so many good people and they do so many good things,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you just hate to have this kind of black mark. And mm-hmm. it shouldn't be anything against the church because he just took advantage of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was a bad person who took advantage of the church.
Two mouths. Yeah. Like, if I had two mouths,
he should not be
say
a representation of mm-hmm. the Mormon people at all or anything.
And, like, no matter how anybody feels about the religion and stuff like that, like, what I meant when I was like, oh, it probably was made up is like, there are certain, like, people have been taking advantage of religions for a very long time. So there's mm-hmm, tons of, mm-hmm. there's tons of, I'm sure, biblical stuff or like mm-hmm. old paintings that are in, there've been so many times where they find out something that was in a museum is like, oh, really wasn't that old that we thought it was, or is a recreation of something we've already seen before. So it's like, I think stuff that old, you're just not going to find it in the U.S. in some book somewhere, you know?
It's right,
just
it's
not
unlikely gonna, that you yeah. just found it. Like, oh my God, this just fell out.
Right.
What?
Crazy.
Crazy.
And of course people want it to be real, like you were saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're going to believe it because you want it to be real.
Right, they mm-hmm. wanted to find the salamander letter. They of wanted course. To find these old documents. And, you know, kind of validates their whole religion.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, something you believe in so much, and now you have this tangible document. Of course right. you want to believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just crazy. And then with Richard Speck, you have, like, what was it, the same hospital or something?
I was born in the same hospital that Richard Speck died in, Holy Cross in Joliet, Illinois. So
nice.
That's my connection with Richard Speck. We didn't play on the same baseball team or anything. But
sure, no, no, just missed each other.
Yeah.
Ah, dang it.
Like ships in the night.
Ships in the night. So I don't think I've ever really asked you, when did you start your true crime kind of obsession there?
I think it was ever since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. We used to watch they used to have Friday night horror movies and start watching the horror movies, and you'd see the Count Draculas, the Frankensteins, the mummies, and then realize that there's real people out there that are kind of like that.
You know?
Yeah. So that's cool. So you've always liked, do you like scary movies as well still
love
to this day?
Them.
That's
love scary movies.
Yeah, no, there we go.
Okay, this is all making sense now. Yeah. Now I see where Nikki gets it.
Yeah, you're a secret goth kid this whole time.
I've loved them all along, and I could usually just shake them off, but when I watched Halloween for the first time with Michael Myers,
Woof, right?
I came home. And it hit me. I slept with every light on in the house. I checked every closet. I locked every door. I mean, that one really got to me.
Mm-hmm. I loved watching the making of that. They did a whole thing on that on Netflix where, like, truly, one of the reasons why it's so spooky is because even in the scenes where she's just walking down a hallway and it's pitch black and they don't show him, he's there. They used the darkness to their advantage so that you go, is something there? But it's black. They don't show him yet. He's not even going to be seen yet because he does come out of the darkness at one point. But, like, they had him there so that you're like, there's just something about, like, how she was acting, how you feel. Like, you're like, something is there, but they never show you.
That,
like,
and then they'd start the music. There's that,
yeah,
that music. Man, you knew you were in trouble. There was something coming. Yeah, the Michael Myers and then Exorcist scared, Devil Scared really terrified me after I watched Exorcist the first time. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I was afraid the dresser drawers were going to come out, the bed was going to start spinning. You know, they got me on that one, too.
Yeah, that's another scary one.
Mine was Poltergeist when I was a kid. I watched that one and was like, wait, am I going to get sucked in the TV? Wait, are we built on an ancient burial ground? Yeah. What's happening here?
They only moved the headstones.
Yeah. You never know where those ancient burial grounds are. They could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We joked about that with my house. Not ancient burial grounds, but just that I live so far on the outskirts of the desert that it's very likely that the mob has used my property. Yes. And there are probably people under my house that I have no idea about and I never will, but it's just...
Never
Las
say
Vegas.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
You're right. Never. You're right. One day we're going to have to get that septic tank out or something and we're like, oh, cool. That's on Al Bramlin. Great. Okay. Mm. I'm just...
So many of those serial killers that, you know, weren't very creative. You know, they bury them right under the floorboards like John Gacy.
Gacy,
and, you know, a lot of them bury them right in the yard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gacy was my childhood boogeyman because I grew up in Niles, right outside of Des Plaines. And even though he was already dead by the time I was born, it was still like a, you got to watch out and you never know. Mm-hmm. And Gacy's parents are buried right down the way. And it was like...
He was the guy that really changed my opinion of clowns, you know.
Aww.
Clowns
I think everyone's...
were always fun, you know. They were all funny clown, and now you're thinking, who's really behind that mask?
Right,
that
exactly.
Could be anybody. Mm-hmm.
What is this facade covering up? Rather than, I love this facade, it's so great, and it makes me feel good. Well, I shouldn't be thinking about who's behind the makeup. Isn't that the point?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yep, now they're a lot scarier.
Yeah. Well, now we have Killer Clowns from Outer Space and all that stuff.
Yeah, and
we ruined it. Yeah.
Which I'm currently reading.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
Did you also like to read books and stuff about horror and true crime?
I read, yeah, some, but I enjoy the movies.
Yeah.
Because I like the popcorn and the drinks, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole experience.
Yeah.
So the different horror, like, movie monsters are really awesome. Is there, like, true crime? What's your true crime show, like, bit, like, guilty pleasure? Like, if we're talking about, like, Criminal Minds, CSI, Miami, Law and Order, SVU, yeah.
I watch absolutely every one of
them. Oh, great.
Every one of them. But cool. What we've really gotten into lately are the Datelines.
Yes.
They really...
I listen to the podcast of the Datelines.
Yeah, those are really good.
The true stuff. Like, the good stuff. Yeah.
48 hours, 2020, you know. Mm-hmm. I've got a constant diet of that going all the time.
And now, even on YouTube, you can watch, like, there's, like, a whole Dateline channel that's just, like, streaming live, like, different, like, episodes and also Forensic Files. There's, like, people that just have those on all of the time. Like,
I love that one.
It's so easy to always have some true crime
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, we tape them all, and so there's always just at your fingertips, you know, watch the next episode.
Which one of those shows do you... Because sometimes I get, like, frustrated with, like, the narrator, like, the person asking questions, or, like, we used to talk about the guy... There's a guy from a podcast that he would just... Aaron Mankey, and this...
S-Town was that? I can't remember.
I'm Aaron Mankey.
Yeah.
This is war.
Yeah.
I can't handle his speech because it always sounds like this, and I can't deal with it. Yeah.
Once we pick up on, like, a speech pattern, you're like, I can't hear a thing. Like, you're doing a really good job, and you did a lot of research, but it's in my brain.
I can't get past it.
Can't get past his voice. Is there any, like, you watch it, but you're like, I can't stand how this person does their journalism, but fine, I'll watch it anyway.
I can't really say that there is. You know, like I say, Dateline 2020, 48 hours, all of those, we really enjoy it. Watching those are good.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah. Some of them, my favorite are the ones that they do, like, the dramatic reenactments.
Oh, I love a good dramatic reenactment.
Yeah.
I prefer when it's, like, a computer-generated reenactment. It looks like The Sims.
Yeah. The Forensic Files does that a lot, where they're like, and then we did inputted this stuff, and this was what it looked like, and it's, like, those very robotic people moving.
What about Unsolved Mysteries?
Those are amazing, too. I like those, but... I like them to be resolved.
Me too!
Yes.
Unresolved ones. He's still out there. What really happened?
Right? You know? Thinking about the people who got away with things. I'm like, no.
Yeah, or all the people's cases who are still unsolved. They're missing. And, like, there's so much of that, too. And we talked about that with the body farm, just how many people are still missing and how science is trying to
help. It's amazing how many thousands of people are missing.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, where thousands. Do they go?
You know, and DNA now... You know, they've been able to solve a lot of those. I mean, 30, 40 years, you know, and they're nailing these guys for murders, you know, which is, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, which is great. You know, I'm glad to see them get resolve, closure for the people. You know, some of these families, you just feel so horrible for them because what happened to my daughter? What happened to my son? You know, but the ones that really get to me, is when it's a little kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all horrible. Mm-hmm. But when it's a little kid, a little 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old boy, you know, a little 5-year-old boy, and he's trusting of some man that offered him some candy or helped me find my puppy, those are the ones that really get to me.
Yeah.
I was more told to just be afraid of everybody, but it wasn't like an individual boogeyman. It's like, if anyone ever comes up to you and says, like, do you want to help me find my puppy with, like, a leash in hand even, or, like, something on a bike, or if a stranger ever comes to pick you up from school, like, and then they try to sign you out or anything like that, like, don't ever go with anybody.
Yeah.
It's okay to be rude. It's okay to be rude. As a little girl, we told you to be nice all the time, but, like, if some stranger is coming to get you, or, like, someone says, hey, like, my mom was concerned someone was going to, like, open up, like, drive up next to me and, like, open up the car door and be like, your parents said that I can give you a ride, like, or, like, I'm here to pick you up, or, like, something happened to your mom and dad and I'm here to come get you, or something like that, like, and I would just get in the car and be gone, like, that kind of thing. So there was a lot of that where there's just, like, everyday people are the worst. Like, you don't have to be scared of movie monsters. You got to be scared of, like...
Well, and I mean, sometimes you can't even, as a parent, like, you can't even trust... necessarily everyone with your children. Because some people, it's like, I brought my child to this daycare facility that should be taking care of them. And then you find out that there are people that are not caring for your children. Yep. So you just never.
Yeah. What did you say earlier? There's just weirdos everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I tried to tell Nicole. The same thing as your parents told you, you know, just try to be, you know, very, very suspicious.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. If there was a toy that I really liked, my dad would always be like, even if someone offers you this toy, you don't go with them.
Yeah. Well, an adult will never need your help.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no way they're going to need your help. So if they're asking you for help, go find an adult to help them.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Beans! I wanted to take a moment to talk about a company that I love very much. It's called Adventure Dog Coffee Company. Not only do they offer a specialty grade coffee that is roasted fresh to order, literally it is some of the best beans I've had the honor to brew for the Breakfast Nook, 20% of the proceeds from that coffee goes to train rescue dogs as specialty service dogs for veterans. To learn more about this incredible company and order your bag of coffee today, visit adventuredogcoffee.co. Use special promo code MURDER. That's MURDER at checkout to receive a 20% discount just for being a bean. You can also check out their link in our show notes. Now, let's get back to the show.
I worked at a sporting goods store, and one day I helped a customer out with some of the things that they bought to the parking lot, and I see about 12 cops in the parking lot, and they're all hunkered down behind cars with guns, and there was a pizza place across the street, and I thought, oh, but there's a drug bust, you know. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, kitty corner from the sporting goods store, there was a guy named Gary Arthur Bishop, and he had been killing little kids, you know, for several months, and they cornered to where he was living. It was right across from the sporting goods store I worked at, and a couple stories about him. He would find little kids and he'd con them into coming, you know, puppy, you know, help me find my puppy. And then he'd take them into a bathtub. And when they're screaming for their moms, he'd hit them over the head with a hammer.
Oh, my God.
You know. And then there was one story that happened late on, right before they caught him, is some people were out looking for their little boy, you know, and they went up to Gary Bishop. Have you seen our son? And he said, no, I haven't seen him. And he was carrying a garbage can, a plastic garbage can, and it had the boy inside the bag right when they were asking him.
Right. That's so...
I mean, but those are the ones that really, really get to me, you know.
Because they're kids. I mean, they don't know. They're new. Mm-hmm. They're new here.
Mm-hmm. They don't know, they're so, you know, trusting. So innocent. They got their whole lives ahead of them. You know, and then somebody does something horrible like that to him.
It is, I mean, it is a, pretty well-known, like, universal feeling of, like, people that are awful to children. You're like, what are you doing?
We don't need them.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what are you doing? You know, they don't get treated well in prison. They
right,
don't, you know
what
I'm saying?
Say
like,
about prison.
It's just because they're kids. Like, they are the most,
innocent
and like most, the word I'm trying to think of is like vulnerable and like easily manipulated and like they're
trusting.
Just, yes. And like, they just, it's the most biggest group of people that are manipulated and like ruined and trafficked and all these kind of thing in our on our planet, mm-hmm. and like it's all over the world. Like they're mm-hmm. they're just like so taken advantage of and all that kind of stuff because they don't know any better.
There's the one case I'm almost like, it like upsets me to even talk about it. But there's a case that is happening right now, where this woman put her baby in the bassinet and dipped for a 10-day vacation.
Oh, that's right.
And came back to
her. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And now, like, people are showing videos where people just spray-painted baby killer across her car mm-hmm. and all this. But, like, yeah, she was literally posting, like, all this stuff on Instagram and how life is meant to be lived. And, insane. Insane. While your baby is at home. Stuck in a little playpen by itself and cannot fend for itself. And like, you're an awful human being.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, what did you think? What, like, she knew it was going to happen. She's not, like, stupid. Yeah. It's
she also has another child who is alive and was with her, I feel like, which is weird. Teenager. So I'm like, you raised one. I don't know. I'll never understand that kind of mentality.
Yeah, when there's parents that do it to their own kids, that's even more horrible. I can't understand.
That's why I don't think every single person should be a parent.
No.
You know, there's some people that just shouldn't be parents, that probably maneuver through life at an okay pace. And when the kid comes around is when things change, right? Because everything is just different. So, and it's not at all what anyone sets you up to be, and raising kids is really hard, right? So some people just do not respond well under that compounding stress, right? Like, it doesn't stop. This is your life now for the rest of your life, because you have made this person forever. Yeah. And so you don't get to just like leave them in a thing for 10 days. You gotta
take care of it.
Yeah, take responsibility and arrange things for that.
And then there's also like the other side of it too, that we also don't talk about, is like what happens to some people mentally when you go through, when your body goes through a traumatic experience, like the PTSD that happens sometimes with some people completely changes them. And I don't think that our society is quite there yet where we get the education on how to deal with that. So there are people that will do these horrific things, and it's because their chemical imbalance has changed and no one helped them deal with it, and now a horrible thing has happened. Mm-hmm. So there's also that side, and I feel like that's something that we also need to start addressing, is like the mental things that happen, you know, when the post-traumatic stress, you know, from
postpartum.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, that's not the word.
I know what you're thinking.
Thank you. You're
sending it to me.
Brenna, tell me what I'm saying.
Yeah, instead of thinking it, you sent it to me.
I did. I sent it. But like, that's a huge thing. I mean, I haven't read a whole lot about another case that happened recently, but there was a woman who put her child in the oven. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read a lot about it, but I was having a conversation with someone about that, like, idea of, like, someone being able to do that. Like, how could you do that, thinking it was the bassinet or whatever, the crib? And they brought up a good point. We're like, well, we don't know what happened. We haven't read the article. But there is a really real thing that can happen with postpartum. And, like, you think you're doing something and you're
psychosis,
not.
Psychosis, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, so I didn't read the case. So I'm not sure what the actual outcome was with this specific woman. But in general, like, sometimes you do these wild things, but you don't realize you're doing it because of what is now happening to you because of postpartum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just, it's one of those things that when you see things happen to children, it's just a total, it is a total bummer, because it's not like they have the faculties of themselves to, like, protect themselves a lot of times. They're so vulnerable. It's like the children animals, you know?
Yeah,
it's so frustrating. You're like, what? Like, anytime there is this one case of this dude who was, like, terrorizing this town. And, like, even went as far as, like he, this woman that he was dating, like, dumped him. And so he killed her dog and, like, all this other crazy stuff. Like, and then finally one day in the middle of tower, like, in the middle of this parking lot at this bar, like, there was, like, 12 people outside all hanging out or whatever, and, like, various parts of the parking lot, because it was popular, like, tailgate outside the bar or whatever, and this dude that no one likes leaves the bar, and he had just done some other bullshit, and he just got out of prison for, like, doing something awful to somebody, and two gunshots rang out. No one came forward about who did it.
Because
no one liked the guy.
Oh, he got killed.
Well, yeah.
I know. That's
I wouldn't have seen anything either.
That's exactly. Everybody agreed. Like, no one said anything.
Awful things happen to awful people.
Is that the one where it's like the whole town's involved?
Everybody,
there's that one too. There's like one.
Well, that was
like,
Ramirez.
No, right? No. There's like another. It's like a smaller town or whatever, and it's like everyone. There was like this guy that terrorized a bunch of people, and he drove a truck. And like,
oh yes,
in green.
No. I don't remember. Where
oh,
it
not
was.
The tank.
His girlfriend.
No. Okay. But his girlfriend.
His girlfriend
like,
was in the car
people.
Also. Yeah, yes.
And like, and then
he had a really good lawyer.
He died, and no one in the town will talk about it. Nope. And the police investigated every person. They're like, I don't know. It just happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like one of not BuzzFeed anymore, but the guys, they talked about it on their...
The Watcher dudes,
Yeah. They talked about it, Shane and Ryan. And the whole town, so they know exactly what happened, but no one will say anything.
Yeah, because he
to this day, no one.
It was like some town in Texas or something
like that.
He was just some dude that, like, sucked, and then, like, one day killed, like... It's like the Keanu Reeves, it's what's it called? The John Wick. Rules. You know, he killed a dog.
Right, so now you gotta go.
There's supposed to be a John Wick experience opening up.
Yeah. Oh,
and I was like, can I be the dog?
Dog.
No. But like the pit bull, the one that gets to hang out.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that
the
one.
New
okay,
one. Yeah,
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 yeah, the one that's alive.
I'm still behind, guys. I've only seen the first two. I know, I gotta catch up. I like them.
They're
still
gonna be there.
They will. Mm-hmm. And I will watch them. Like, have you seen the John Wick movies?
Yeah, yeah. I liked them. You know, it's a little too much in some of them.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable how many people he'll kill. You know, right. Hour. But I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed them. I've watched every one of them. I love his cars. I love his Mustang. They ruined in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice car.
The car and the dog.
I like how he's got all the gold and guns buried in the house. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty creative.
Pays people off in gold coins. That's fun.
That's what Nicole does.
I do. Yeah. Gold coins. Here you go.
Everyone
here's
gets
a gold
it. And then,
coin.
And then just people just do really nice things for her. It's crazy.
It's weird.
These 15th century doubloons? Oh, they worth anything? Well,
whatever.
I don't
want these.
Do you want
uh-huh.
them?
You want them, right? Do a thing for me.
I did want him to live forever, though. John Wick. I hated to see him go.
He dies?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I know, but you know the real spoiler? We all die.
What?
Yeah.
In the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But guess what?
That's okay.
I was like, who knows what's going to come out of Brenda's mouth now? It could have been, guess what? Chicken butt.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Or I love you.
Guess what?
That's it. So, Dad, was it really important to you to, like, share your love of horror and true crime with, like, me and my brother? And is that, like, something you wanted to make sure that you passed down to us?
Your mom liked them, too, you
That's
know.
True. I know. It's true. They both of them. I was ruined. Guys, there
like
was no
things.
Hope for me to not be like this.
Is everyone else in your family into this stuff, too, or is it mainly just you?
It's me and my parents, mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Me and
my brothers
no.
aren't not so much. Mm. No.
There's something about getting scared and then waking up the next morning and you're okay. You know, there's just something about that process, you mm-hmm. know, where you're horrified, this is terrible, but you wake up and you're okay. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. the sun's shining and, you know, you get up and do another day, live in the present and try to get through another day.
Yeah, that's true. One day at a time. One scary thing at a time.
Yeah.
One other question, probably the most important. You are not a big coffee fan. How does it feel knowing that I could drink enough coffee for an entire family?
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's good. Kind
you know
of
he brought you the strong heart
sure,
so you
yeah,
could take it.
Take all the black coffee.
Black coffee and shocking crime stories. Yeah. Yeah.
If you put a little sugar in it and some cream, I'll drink it.
Perfect.
What do you like to drink while you are enjoying your true crime stuff?
Well, it's Coke or Pepsi. That's
nice.
That's my way out.
Okay,
that's
wait. Caffeine. Well, then Coke or Pepsi. What? Tell me which.
Like if you had to choose.
I really
choose,
like
one.
Pepsi. The
Pepsi's
best,
good. Listen, oh. Me too.
We got a Coke right now. Yeah. So.
Yes, because I'm more of a Coke fan.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. But yeah, no, my dad always had like the fridge full of Pepsi. Oh, mm-hmm. so much Pepsi whenever I'd come over to the house.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The Coke makes me think I've been watching, speaking of true crime stuff, I've been watching The Sopranos. This
oh,
is
yes,
my first.
Still, yeah.
This is my first watch through. And it's lovely. They're bad people. And it's so lovely. But you can tell when they got sponsorships from stuff because there'd be like,
everyone's
drinking a Coca-Cola.
Oh, with the brand
yes.
name out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's drinking this particular soda. So that made me think that.
We all thought in the 90s that you could drink a can, like you would drink it sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's how you had to do it.
Yeah.
Like, to show your
yes.
Yes.
logo.
Show the logo.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you guys could do a whole year on gangsters.
We could.
Oh, Bugsy Siegel,
yeah, we did a Bugsy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. A Bugsy ghost story.
Yeah, there's yeah. a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's, there's a lot. And then also, like, a lot of it is the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, one of the things with that kind of, like, especially out here, that lifestyle and also that type of crime, the organized crime,
mm-hmm.
will end up kind of being similar. Because they did it a lot with, they had a system that worked, so they kept on doing it. You mm-hmm. didn't do this, well, that's fine. You're going in the middle of the desert and goodbye.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you did this and okay, well, that's fine. You're being buried underneath this casino that's being built. Like, it was yeah. kind of like, it's like, cool, that's fine. There's a couple times where it's great, like blowing up that one guy's car that like really happened, like in the movie Casino.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a couple of things. But also Vegas itself is like wrought with all sorts of crazy it's not just true crime, just like if we're talking about ghosts, like, you know how many people die all the time in every single casino, always? Like, not even just suicides, but like accidents.
You'll never hear about it.
A big thing because it's a private property and they don't have to report it. Or like fentanyl overdoses right now has been crazy. A lot of people in their hotel rooms, like without even knowing or trying. Like, so it's just interesting thinking about, like, we live in a town that is like, we talk about ghost towns, like, so many people have died in Vegas and on like cruise ships, like all this other stuff in these like little, like tiny little place like areas, these like compacted areas that just have so much crazy energy in it.
Well, the water was going low on Lake Mead. They found quite a few bodies.
Yeah, sure, of course they did.
Well, I also think not only just like a true crime thing, but people that like went missing, like nighttime. We know how dark it gets on the water for some of this stuff. People will drive their boats late at night and like go missing and like fall off a boat in the middle of the night and, like, are gone, too. Like, so it's not just a true crime body. It's...
Yeah, that was one of the people in the lake. It was, there was a boating accident. Because these kids were like, I'm pretty sure that's my dad.
Dang.
Because it was one of those, they, like, looked back. Dad wasn't no longer on the boat. They went looking for him. They never found his body. And then he was one of the people they found in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I know some of them also are probably not, like, mob.
They're not all mobs.
Right.
No, they're just horrific boating accidents and things.
There.
But
there are
definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the people that are in cement, in a barrel, in the bottom of the lake, they didn't do that themselves. That wasn't an accident. It was probably not an accident.
Maybe on purpose.
John Gotti, he was pretty recent.
Yeah, that was like a big thing that happened too. And then, because a lot of the it's funny because it's even in The Sopranos. Like, a lot of the mob went from doing the casino stuff to being, like, waste management. They were trying to get in on something that's, like, necessary.
Right.
So that, like, they don't have to... Because it's tough. Casino stuff is, like, not consistent.
It's true.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. Tool climb. I mean, we know that. Yeah, sorry. I was looking. We were talking about because Al Bramlin, the old culinary... He was head of the culinary union for a long time, and then he was murdered. My... husband that his grandfather took over the culinary union and was accused of killing Al Bramlin. It was a whole big thing. It's just crazy. He didn't do it, but...
And then there's Jimmy Hoffa. They've never really found him.
They never found him.
That's one of the unsolved mysteries.
He's one of the people I think I'm going to find by my house.
Like, oh my God, it's like, Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh great, this whole time. You've been right there?
Right here.
Jimmy Hoffa's been under
like
my house. Just looking
rises from the ground and he's like, hey, I'm Jimmy Hoffa.
I mean, yeah, that's how I would expect it, right? Just showed up at my back door. I like, go out in the morning, he's just drinking coffee on my back patio like, what's up? Been looking for me?
It took me a long time to get here, but I'm finally arrived.
I also think of all those true crime stories that we hear about where someone's like, they were missing for like 8 years or like a bunch of years, and they just were right, and they even did like a whole search, but like they were just like a little bit further. Like the beaten path. I think about those in Vegas because there is like the road to Pahrump's been there a long time. And so I'm sure between, and like a joke that is said a lot is that like these mob dudes were not like in shape to dig deep holes. You know what
You're
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so, and like they find, they didn't have to go that far because all these housing communities find them when they're building the housing communities out here, but it's a private, it's a property. So they don't have to report that they found bodies like while KB Homes was building some sort of, you know, massive home, you know, track home thing, you know? So it's just like, they didn't go that far because Vegas wasn't that big. And I don't think they conceived that there was going to be people out even like in Summerlin. So I always wonder how many bodies were just around, like, because like even like going to your house was like a road trip before, you know, like
there's that video right now of the of Las Vegas where it starts in like 1985 and you watch everything grow out, and even in then it's like our house still wasn't on the map until like the 2000s. No one lived out there.
It's crazy that Mount Charleston is one exit outside of town.
That's it.
You can like leave Albertsons and go to Mount. That used to be like a road trip. Like we were taking a day trip, or Red Rock was the same way. And now it's like, it's just up the street. There's a casino
right there.
2 minutes away from like
I
taking
can see
the
Red
loop.
Rock from my house.
Yeah.
Right
like,
over there.
It's just right there. Yeah. So it's just crazy. Like I just think about how many Goombas were burying people and not realizing that like some master plan community was going to come in and be like, oh no.
Well, I think about Red Rock a lot. Like just people that
went for a hike.
Oh, never came back.
And didn't tell anyone they were going. And then also didn't come back. And maybe fell down a crevasse or whatever it may be. Like,
oh, man.
Woo! Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I had one of those hiking trips where me and my friend gone off the path on accident and we're like, we're dead.
This is
it. This is it. We're both, at the time, I was vegetarian. But we're both vegetarians. We're going to have to start eating lizards.
I love that that was like a concern.
It really was. One of our very serious conversations was we might have to eat lizards.
And there's plants everywhere.
But lizards, though.
But we talked about the lizards.
And how many lizards have you actually seen or caught in Las Vegas?
That's so
not
funny.
As many. And they're tiny gecko guys.
They're little guys. They're just so cute. I don't eat
them. There's no protein in them.
Oh. Well, then that would have been even sadder. For no reason.
For no reason.
But thank you so much for wanting to, having the desire, for giving us many episodes.
Yes.
Having the desire to, like, you know, reach out to your lovely daughter and say that we should do these awful, terrible crimes.
Yes.
Or talk about these awful, terrible crimes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't do the crimes.
We don't just talk about them and drink coffee.
Do them. But yeah, thank you so much for that. Well,
thanks for having me, and I love being a little part of it every once in a while.
Yeah,
thanks, Dad. Thanks for being a bean.
You betcha.
Thanks for the nightmares.
Thanks for the nightmares, Dad.
Beans, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for sharing your coffee or whatever you're drinking today. Maybe it's Pepsi or Coke like my dad.
Coca-Cola.
But thanks for sharing your day with us while we chat here in the Breakfast Nook on this lovely podcast that we like to call, Dad, you gotta do it with us.
Morning Murders!
Yay, that was great!
Yay, that's awesome!
Yay, we did it!
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes at Morning Murders. That's MORNINGMURDERS.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.
It is not the same as it was.
Dad, if you wouldn't mind sitting in that chair.
Okay. So you know what?
Better.
Yes. I'm just gonna live in the just gonna focus on that. It is not how it was.
Do not disturb.
I'm going to put this on disturb very loudly.
There is a lot of us.
We should just curtain this whole room.
I want to. I have a thought that I want to turn this into a library and, like, put in shelving because the books would also absorb the sound.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely at least start with, like, having the, like, up above everything, like, bookshelves.
All the, like, little books. Mm-hmm. And then I can bring in some curtains. Just soundproof the whole dang room.
And you can just scream in here as much as you want.
Yep.
I'm screaming.
Come here and just
now.
Get your screams out.
I'm just gonna scream.
You ever just get a case of the screams?
And you just gotta, like, scream into the void. What am I gonna do? I'm just gonna do this. Here we are.
Oh
my god.
Blanket fort.
We should take a picture. All of us in here.
Everyone
gotta get yourself
inside
in a
the
tool,
fort.
Amanda. Everybody.
That's a photo. I know how to use this.
Yay, we did it. We did it, Amanda.
Amanda.
Oh, we're so cute, Amanda.
Okay, Amanda.
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 Amanda. Okay, Brenna.
Brenna, 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 Brenna,
dropping it to you. Can you accept my airdrop, Nicole?
Accept it, Nicole.
Dad, 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 dad. Dad.
Dad.
Dad.
Dad
is
here.
Dad is here.
Did it do it?
No, father, father. Father, father, father,
father,
father.
You do not have your airdrop on.
I just should. I have all the things on.
Maybe because I'm
further.
Further.
I'll just text it.
Okay.
Awesome.
It was going to be cool and sent with the ether, but. Alas
and alack, alas. We are in the breakfast nook. There is no service.
In the breakfast nook.
Only beans.
I got it.
All right.
Not sweet. The beans. I got the photo.
Oh, good.
And save. Beautiful. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? Dad, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.